Hi, I'm Marie. I'm a leader. The piece I accept responsibility for is letting students know that the teachers at our schools are here to support them. You know, they're not there just to be there, they're working for the students. How I'll act on it is creating opportunities for students to get to know the teachers and for teachers to get to know the students a lot more, because it's often that, you know, the students are just sitting in a class with one teacher. It's a great opportunity to be one-on-one with a teacher and get to know them as more than just a teacher. So I'd like to shout out Mr. Lynch. I'm about to cry. He's helped me a lot. He's given me great opportunity. I didn't know where I was going with my life a couple years ago, but through the program that he works on, I can see myself having a future. I can see myself doing what I'm passionate about. And, you know, just the progression into how I've grown, I know that, you know, I could try to get there, but without having a teacher as passionate as Mr. Lynch, I would not. So thank you, Mr. Lynch.
My name is Gabby, and I'm a leader. The piece I accept responsibility for is helping to stop anyone from feeling forgotten. I will help people see they matter even if they feel alone. Here's how I will act on it. I will take it upon myself to highlight everyone's beauty, either through a personal compliment or publicly calling attention to someone's qualities. So just to make sure that nobody feels alone or like nobody can see them, because everybody's beautiful and everybody should be recognized for that.
My name's Justin, and I'm a leader. And I'm gonna take responsibility on attitude and saying good morning or complimenting anybody can go a long way.
My name's Gabby. I'm a leader. The piece I accept responsibility for is including our students with disabilities. Here's how I plan on acting on it. I will advertise our organization of Best Buddies and introduce the students with disabilities to people so they can create better friendships with non-disabled peers.
I'm Keontis, and I'm a leader. The piece I accept responsibility for is building cultural awareness and ending the stereotypes. Here's how I will act on it. I will speak with administration and help create a mix it up lunch day, like she just said, where you meet new people and sit at new lunch tables. And I will help people learn about different cultures and different people, like through announcements that we have at school. And I would like to shout out all of you for actually being here, took the time out of your days, even if you were just selected or even if you just wanted to do it, to come here. Even if you don't think you learned something, you did, and you're gonna make your school a positive place for it.
Hi guys, my name is, oh, that's cool. Hi guys, my name is Brandon and I'm a leader. That feels cool to say. I'm gonna say it again. Hi, my name is Brandon and I'm a leader. It's something I take responsibility for at my school is first impressions. So like when the new faces come in, you know, people always just kinda judge a book by its cover when you're not supposed to. So something cool we do is to do what we did, just walk around the room and shake hands or high five or double high five, and that'd be something cool I think I could do.
Friends, we All right, I'm Megan. I'm a leader. And the piece I accept responsibility for is respect for our teachers and lunch ladies. I feel like, especially our lunch ladies, they don't get enough credit for what they do along with our teachers. And then here's how I will act on it. I will make sure to say a good thing or give some love to each of them each day before I leave class.
Hi, my name is Sophia, and I'm a leader. The piece I accept responsibility for is encouraging a diversity of thought. Here's how I will act on it. I will have hard discussions not only to challenge my own and others' ideas, but also share them to create a greater understanding within our community.
I'm Will, and I'm a leader. The piece I accept responsibility for is caring for the invisible kid. How I will act on it is just saying hi to them when I see them in the hallway, not with anyone, or sit with them at lunch if they're alone.
Hi, I'm Lil. Wow. And I'm a leader. And what I'm accepting responsibility for is hunger at my school. Because we don't have a lunch program, so every day people who can't afford food go the entire day without having anything to eat. And food is so important when it comes to being able to focus every day. So my plan is to reach out to local businesses. We go to school in the city, which is such a great asset. So for example, we have a Brugger's right down the street. And so reaching out to them and seeing if all the bagels that they throw away every day could be donated. Because not only would it be good PR for the business, but it also help all the students do better. So thank you.